sexy people out there that listen to my podcast. I believe I have an audience of like 7 people, which is amazing. The fact that 7 people want to listen to me rambling is mind-blowing. But anyways, I want to talk about sex today, just because I've already talked about politics, and why not talk about another topic that's taboo? Again, as per usual, my cat is going to be making sounds, and you know, it's cute, but just wanted to let you guys know. It also seems like every time I want to record a podcast, there's some type of external noise going on. So right now we have the lawn mowers. So if you do hear a little buzzing in the background, I promise you I'm doing my best. I'm literally locked into my bathroom under my robes, trying to, you know, have a really nice clean sound. So I hope you guys can hear me well and that you can enjoy this podcast. I also wanted to apologize because I haven't been getting that many episodes out on a constant basis. I moved from releasing episodes every Monday to every other Monday because my business has been blooming. I am so grateful that my permanent makeup business is doing so good. I have been teaching classes and I have been booked for weeks and months in advance, which is something that every permanent makeup artist dreams about. And I definitely dreamed about that a lot, especially during the first couple of years of my business. It was so hard, and I'm honestly living my dream right now with my business. So yeah, with that being said, I have been so busy. I haven't really been having the free time to sit down and record a podcast, which I enjoy so much, and it honestly fills me up with energy every single time I finish recording a podcast. I feel so good and so happy to be sharing the little bit of knowledge that I have on certain things. And you know, I'm still a student, I'm still learning. I know that there's some topics that I'll be talking about that in the future I'll probably think, oh wow, I knew nothing about this, but hey, it's all part of growing. So that's all for my announcements. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about sex, baby. So the reason why I want to talk about sex, it's because it's one of those taboo conversations that would fix so many problems if we talked about it more often. We could literally be ending, if not significantly reducing, sexual abuse and sexual assault, unwanted pregnancies, STDs, and so much more. Because as we all know, education is the root of everything. We need to be completely educated on the topics that basically rule our lives. And sex is definitely one of those things that rule our lives. We were made, if you don't like that phrase, we were born to experience pleasure. And sexual pleasure is a given right that we were all born with. And there is a lot of misinformation about it. There is a lot of judgment. There's so much negative energy regarding this topic that actually we should just be able to embrace. Did you know that babies can feel pleasure literally everywhere on their body? That information to me feels so mind-blowing. Because what happens is we're born with all this amazing clean energy, and we breathe deeply, and we just are, right? We just don't have any of this programming stuff into our little brains. So we're as pure and as clean as we can be. But then as we grow older, we're told that you need to behave, you are being too silly. You know, that starts creating blockages on our body, which essentially leads to us breathing a little bit more shallow and not being as silly as we were when we were little. We have to grow up, right? So all that stuff starts creating blockages on our body and we start tightening. So that essentially leads to us not experiencing as much pleasure as we are born to. And then you keep growing up and the topic about sex rarely ever comes up unless you're in a very open-minded family. All you're going to learn essentially once you are an older female and you're close to your period time, then you get that talk about, hey, you're going to start bleeding out of your vagina once a month and there's nothing you can do about it. It's dirty, it's ugly, it's annoying. You know, all this stuff that we're taught about our periods, it's like, oh, it's this burden that you just can't do anything about and you just have to live with it your entire life. And you're gonna get period cramps and you're gonna get PMS and you're gonna get all this stuff. So you start growing up and you think, man, this is such a pain in the butt. So you start disconnecting from your natural sexual energy, right? You start going farther and farther. So you don't know your body. You don't know how to pleasure yourself because no one talks about this stuff. And then kids go on and then eventually one day they find porn and they think that's what you're supposed to be doing. Oh, okay, this person is just doing all this kind of stuff that I'm not gonna get into right now. I guess that's what I'm supposed to be doing because no one taught me how to do this stuff. You have boys that think it's okay to slap the girl on the face or to be very animal-like and, you know, to be very aggressive during sex because that's what they teach, right, in porn. Because whether we like it or not, porn has become sex education. And then girls think that their job is to just sit there and let the men do whatever they want because they just don't know their bodies. They don't know what feels good and they don't want to look bad, you know, in front of this guy that they like that has absolutely no idea what they're doing. As you can hear from the tone of my voice, This really gets to me because I was that at one point in my life. I had no idea what felt good. And I know this might get a little personal here, but you know what? I don't give an F. I want people to wake up with their sexual energy, even if that means getting a little personal about my own experiences, because I really feel very strongly about we should be talking about sex like it's our favorite food. We all do it, right? So why isn't this common knowledge? Why isn't this the topic that we're all talking about with our kids, with our parents, with our friends? Let's bring awareness around this topic. All right, so let's get a little personal here. So I was a late boomer. Is it late boomer or late bloomer? I don't know. I have no idea. Remember, I'm not American. I don't know a lot of the sayings and stuff. So I hope you guys are patient with me. Anyways, I was a late bloomer in the sense that even though I was born in a very open-minded family where sex wasn't a taboo conversation at all, I still didn't explore my body until a very old age compared to most people. And that happened because I started listening to podcasts, and one of my favorite all-time podcasts is called Sex with Emily. She is a sexologist and she honestly opened my eyes up so big about the topic of masturbation and, you know, self-pleasuring. I remember listening to her podcast and her talking about how masturbation should be part of everybody's life. And in my head, you know, you're taught that masturbation, it's, you don't talk about it, you don't do it. If you do it, nobody better know that you do this. So when I heard that, I felt really relieved, you know, that, oh, wait, this is something that we should actually be talking about. And then she gives you all the reasonings, and I'm not going to get into that, because if you're listening to my podcast, you're very open-minded, so you probably already know. Anyways, so I masturbated for the first time. Oh, I had been experiencing some type of self-pleasuring before, but I had never masturbated to the point of orgasm before. And this was at a very late age. And let me just tell you, that experience was so intense. I finished and I was bawling. I was crying because I was like, how did I never feel this? How did I never experience this type of pleasure before? And mind you, I had been having sexual relationships with my partner before. And yes, it felt good. I thought that I was having good sex. But after this experience, my sexual life just completely changed. Because now I had standards. Now I knew what I liked. And I wasn't just depending on my partner to just figure myself out, you know? Like, if I haven't figured myself, how am I going to expect someone else to know what to do? That's a lot of expectations to put on someone else. So with that being said, I became obsessed with the topic of masturbation, and I started having conversations with my partner, and I told him, hey, it's okay if you masturbate, please actually do masturbate, don't feel like it's something that you can't do because you're in a relationship. No, this should be part of your self-care, self-love. We do need to have these moments to ourselves, whether you're single or not. There's no reason to feel shame for loving yourself. And I think that just like many other topics, this stuff should be taught in schools. We really should be teaching our kids that self-pleasuring is completely normal. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I never received any type of sex education. In Cuba, I went to school until 8th grade, and the topic of sexual health was never a thing. And then when I got to the United States, I went through high school years, so I went to 9, 10, 11, and 12th grade, never talked about sexual education. So I have no idea what the sexual education classes here are, but I have heard from other people that some schools have a very kind of good sexual education, but for the most part, what they teach you is fear, 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 abstinence, don't have sex, don't get pregnant, and that's it. And I know what I'm about to say, for some people, they're gonna take it like, whoa, no, that's too much, that's too far. But think about it. If we were teaching kids in school, hey, you have these little organs in your body that if handled properly, you can experience a lot of pleasure. And you don't need anyone else to do it for you, because you can do it on your own. You don't need to go look into porn. You don't need someone else. You just need to do this, you know, on your private time and just enjoy yourself. aside from that, yes, we can talk about all the sexual health, like, you know, use a condom, blah, 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 all that stuff that we already know about. But I really do believe that if we taught kids that they can experience pleasure on their own, we wouldn't be having all these horny teenagers that they have no idea what they're going through. So they're just looking for someone else to pleasure them. And then guess what? Guys don't know what they're doing. Girls don't know what they're doing. We have sexual assault everywhere because women don't know how to put boundaries, because we're taught that we're here to please men and to just sit pretty. So if kids knew how to pleasure themselves, I really do believe that we wouldn't be having all these unwanted teenage pregnancies, STDs, and sexual assault. Women wouldn't be seen as a piece of meat that men could just, anytime they want, just grab and do whatever they want with us, because we should be able to see each other naked, for example, and be perfectly okay with it. All animals on earth see each other naked, and they're not, you know, except if you're a, what's that monkey, bonobo? I'll probably say it wrong, but whatever. Unless you're one of those monkeys, you're not walking around naked trying to fuck everybody, because we should really be able to see each other in whatever clothing, whatever not clothing, and be okay with it. Because guess what? We all have boobs or nipples. We all have a butt. And we all have genitals. No one here is, you know, strange, and no one here has something that nobody else has. I know, I'm going on a rant here, but I feel very, very strongly about this. We really should be talking about sex like it's our food and the things that we do on a daily basis, because like my dear friend Talia says, sex energy is creative energy. And I really do believe if we tap into our inner potential, life would be so much better. The world would be so much better. And everything would be so much better. And then another great reason to please talk about sex with your kids is that we have all these families that, especially, this happens a lot with girls specifically. They don't want to talk about it, and all they tell to their girls is, oh, you want to be a virgin for the right men, and you don't want to give yourself to just any person, right? Because this is dirty, and then if you're not a virgin, then you are not worthy of whatever. And then what's happening is these little girls grow up thinking that if anyone touches them or anything happens to them, they can't tell anybody, because no one can find out that you are now dirty. So it happens time and time and time again where girls are being assaulted by people that are taking advantage of them, and they don't say anything to their parents or anybody, because they feel like if anybody knows about what happened to them, they would be unworthy of a partner, or I don't know what they think, because luckily I wasn't raised that way, but I know that that is a problem. I'm not sure what the exact statistic is about this, but I know that many women who have been sexually assaulted or even raped don't even say anything about it because they feel like they're dirty, you know, or that people won't believe them, or that they would blame it on them because of what they were wearing, because of where they were, what time it was, and, you know, all of those things that absolutely make no good reason for anybody to do anything. I'm sorry if I'm not making a lot of sense right now, because I feel really strongly about this, so I'm just ranting and ranting and ranting. But anyways, I hope that you guys understand where I'm coming from, and I really hope that we all start talking about sex more often, and masturbation and what feels good and what's right and what's wrong and how porn is not real sex and that's not where you should be learning sex from. So that's all for today. I am sure I will be doing another episode on this soon because the sexual topic goes on and on and on. The deeper you get, the deeper it goes. And yes, there's always something to learn about sex. So yeah, I will most likely be doing another episode on sex education soon. And yeah, that is all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I love you so much. Mwah.